online at www.kaytfm.com.
You better have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. The testimony of Pilate when he said, I find no fault in this man. How many times have people looked to find fault in you? Only to find someone to say, I don't find any fault in this man. I'm reminded of a friend of ours who was, he's gone on the glory now. That we, Sister Mathis, I worked with him at Procter & Gamble. And I'd worked with him for several years. And someone personally came to him and was talking about poor Reverend Mathis. And he went on and on and on saying everything negative about me. And the person said, that's not the man that I know. He said, I've been around it for 20 years. I don't know who you're talking about. And that person stopped talking about me. There are times we need somebody to support you and not tear you down. It was answered when the dying thief asked the Lord to remember him when he entered into his kingdom. It was answered when the centurion soldier said, truly, this was the Son of God. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, resurrection and his exaltation to the highest seat in heaven was his glorification following his suffering. Jesus' desire was to be glorified by the Father and not by men, not to be honored by the world. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. There are times you hear me say, and I said it here recently, I said, this is not my reward. I thank everybody for what you have done, but my reward is not here. I've seen my reward. That's why I'm so unusual. And I asked the Lord, why did you do me like this? He said, why not you? And when you have a relationship and you know your destiny, when you have seen where you are headed, when you know the outcome of everything that will happen in your life, when you know that the Lord is real and he reveals himself over and over to you and he talks with you and he shatters you and break all of the norm concerning the world. See, the world doesn't know spiritual things. And we who get a glimpse of glory petition you to live your life to honor him. This life is short. Jesus only lived 33 years. And in that 33 years, he did all that the Father required of him. My brothers and sisters, scripture says, Jesus said, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. There was no division between the Father and the Son. There was no strife, nor was there any animosity. Only the Son glorifying the Father and the Father glorifying the Son. We are living in a prophetic day and a prophetic time. I shared with Bible study this past week, I think it was this week, and I asked a question of them about, I said, do you remember me sharing with you that there will be an influx that comes from the south? Well, I was questioning just to see if they remembered. And I think some may have got it, but most kind of didn't get it. The pastor sometimes give you insight. And sometimes I struggle because I want to know, are you hearing me? I can be sharing prophetic events that will shortly come to pass. And I share with you as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be when he returned. And they didn't hear Noah. And I'm asking you, are you hearing me? When we think about that influx that came from the south, I said there will be an influx that will come from the south and would not stop. What do you see coming from South America, Guadalajara, all of those southern countries, South America, Mexico? They can't stop, and they will not stop. I don't care how many borders they put up, how many wire fence, it's not going to stop because it will influx into the United States. Florida, there's something about Florida you better keep your eyes on. Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, Arizona, and then it will migrate up. My brothers and sisters, God is revealing and unveiling things right before our very eyes. It is not an accident that what we see in the Middle East. If you know biblical prophecy, it was already told. It is not an accident that the Hamas is doing what it's doing. It is not an accident that Hezbollah is now doing what it's doing. It is not an accident that you have Egypt, which is in the continent of Africa. It is not an accident that all of these things will lead towards Iran, which is a giant. It is not an accident that America right now cannot do anything because of one man holding up military promotions. It is not an accident that Israel could be left without the support of America because of one man. And we see it, and it's just going right over our Antioch. If you know this word, God says, I've already told you what will happen. Nope. If you know his word, he has empowered men that have studied his word to reveal to those who will not read it and to share it and to appeal to those who will hear. Now I know why he said, he who have an ear, let him, are you hearing me now? Let him hear. My brothers and sisters, there's an hour that's coming. I shared with you, there's something that's about to be birthed. It's prophetic, and I'm sharing the humblest way that I know how. I never want to be pat on the back and want to be lifted up because I know what God has in store. And there's a lot that will happen in the immediate future that will be difficult. Pastor Jardera said to me, he said, future. I thought the rapture was coming. It is, but I don't know when. It is. Because it's in his word. But these shall be the warning sign. There shall be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Keep these words in your heart. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. There will be marrying and remarrying. There shall be partying and having a great time, and sudden destruction will come. All of these things must, imperative, come to pass. My brothers and sisters, if you believe God's word, the ultimate word is amen, because you know what truth is. And if you doubt what God is saying, then ask God to reveal to you what his purpose and his plan is for your life. I share with so many people who talk to me about ministries and my preachers who talk to me about how do you know you're called? I said, well, one of the things that I know is that most pastors run before we surrender. We run before we truly know we've been called. And God confirmed it. He let us know, I've called you. No matter where you run, you can't get away from me. Because he is omnipresent. He's everywhere. As I close, as a nation and as a people, we are encouraged today to put aside our petty differences, because time is of the essence. Scripture declared, no man know the day nor the hour when the Lord will return, but when he breaks the sky, will you and I be ready when he returns? Or will we need another hour to get ready? If you today have an issue with anyone, I ask you this morning, as I extend the invitation to Christian discipleship, to come to the altar. Come to the altar where you can find peace, and come to the altar where you can find restoration. For there is a battle that is raging in a battle that is waging in such a profound way, and it's continuing to come at the church. A battle that is waging against families. A battle that is raging to tear down and not to build up. And God is saying, I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. And if there is a battle that is raging in your heart, maybe that battle has existed for generations, and the Lord is saying, I need you this day to set aside what your differences may be. The Lord says, I am a God of unity and not division. And if that is you, my brother or my sister, and you need to let go something that you're holding, the Lord is simply saying, I'm here to restore you back to your rightful position in your heart, because all division starts in the heart. The question is, are you willing to surrender and be all that God wants you to be? Live a life that pleases him. Think about Jesus, how there were so many that warred against him, and yet the Lord allowed love to conquer the division, the hatred, and the animosity that was there. And if the Lord is saying, I'm breaking down walls, so many, maybe those walls have been there for generations. Maybe those walls have separated you and caused pain. Maybe those walls have been built up that cause hurt and harm. Maybe those walls have been built up that cause families to turn against family. Those walls of division and animosity that cause one to stop loving whom God has placed in your life. If that's you, my brother or my sister, Jesus said, today is the day of restoration. Today is a day of reuniting and restoring. If I hold up. And now the Lord is saying, don't look at your husband.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.